A new exhibit at the Anchorage Museum is using light and sound to help patrons experience familiar artwork in a new way. And as KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, it's part of the museum's experiment with technology and different ways of engaging visitors.
A few fifth grade boys dance in front of a giant, glowing digital version of sunflowers painted by Vincent van Gogh as moody chamber music fills the room.
It kind of makes the pictures come alive with their stories.
Skylar Smith is a sixth grader at Denali Montessori School. The class came to see the museum's Van Gogh Alive exhibit the day before it officially opens. Every few seconds, Van Gogh's familiar self-portraits blend into landscapes or still lifes of fruit, crustaceans, and battered black boots as pictures change over. The exhibit is made up of 3,000 images spread over 40 surfaces. Smith stares into an inky blue splotch of wall as it fills with swirling yellow orbs made of pixels instead of pigment.
Stars? Really old stars?
Once Smith spots the church steeple, he realizes he's staring into Van Gogh's classic Starry Night.
That's my favorite.
Why is it your favorite?
It's just really calm.
Calm isn't exactly what inspired its creation. Starry Night is actually based on an east-facing view from the asylum where Van Gogh was institutionalized. The exhibit isn't a retrospective, nor is it a biography of his whole life. It focuses on the turbulent, prolific last 10 years Van Gogh was alive before he killed himself in 1890. Curator Kirsten Anderson says it's because works like Starry Night are so familiar that they're good material for getting viewers to re-experience an image they may have seen dozens of times before.
He's so well known, so I think that was attractive in having an immersive experience like this, having someone that is well known that people are familiar with and then being able to see it in a new way.
The exhibit is part of a push within the Anchorage Museum to test how technology can change a person's relationship with art and objects. The music, vivid wall-sized projections and occasional details about Van Gogh's life are an attempt to scramble the traditional museum experience, as are the easels set up in one room filled with middle schoolers sketching faces and whatever else they feel like. Anderson loves these spontaneous outbursts of creative engagement.
Yeah, there is some modern dance interpretation going on, which is great to see. So, I mean, there's a lot of, it's very immersive, it's sound, it's light, so it's fun to see them enjoying that.
The exhibit is, frankly, candy for the senses, and it's meant to draw patrons in to a constellation of complimentary events, like workshops and lectures that help tie Van Gogh's works to life in Alaska. The show was created and designed by an Australian company, Grand Exhibitions, and it'll be up in the Anchorage Museum through January. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.